One interesting thing, whenever you go into a party, or whenever I go anywhere, is the overwhelming ignorance and incredulity that a blind person can actually do anything. And there was one day when Sandra and I were, and Marilyn were walking down by the sea, going down to get something to eat at one of the seaside restaurants. And there were some holes along the side there, and I wanted to see them, so I didn't, you know, wouldn't know where they were, and wouldn't push my students into them. And so Saturn took me up to one of them, and I stuck my cane in, and it was wiggling around. And the people who were sitting on the wall by the sea just thought that was terrible. They thought she was going to push me in, and you know, thought that was just awful. They were, you know, upset about it. You can tell some of the people here a million times that you don't need their help, and that you'd rather be left alone, and that the kids are learning and they're in class and they don't want to be bothered, and they'll still follow you and tell you turn right, turn left, step up, and so forth. And they have, it's very hard to get across to a lot of people that that we actually can do some of the things we can by ourselves. And this is going to be one of the biggest problems in the employment task that we have ahead of us, trying to get people to believe and trust that we can do the work and do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. I'm afraid that most of our employment is going to be done on a paternalistic basis. I want to do something for you, quote unquote, and it isn't going to mean that the individual involved is earning his money so much as it is that it's being given to him, and this is a sacrifice on the part of the employer.